Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin introduces budget amendment to criminalize protest at Supreme Court Justices Holmes. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on June 15, 2022. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, R., introduced an amendment to the state's budget that would criminalize protests held outside the homes of Supreme Court justices. Youngkin's proposed amendment would create a state-level felony for those who protest outside the homes of judges or Supreme Court justices with the intent to intimidate them or interfere in the administration of justice. The amendment would also extend to justices' family members. According to the amendment's explanation, this amendment creates a Class 6 felony for picketing or demonstrating in or near a court or residence with the intent of interfering with, obstructing, or impeding the administration of justice, or with the intent of influencing or intimidating in the discharge of his or her duty any judge, juror, witness, court officer, or court employee, or any immediate family member of such individuals. The new felony amendment is one of Youngkin's 38 proposed additions to the budget that Virginia lawmakers approved earlier in the month. Finally, I am asking that the General Assembly help keep our state and federal judges safe, Youngkin said in a statement. Youngkin's proposed amendment comes 1 month after radical pro-abortion activists demonstrated outside the homes of multiple Supreme Court justices. After a leaked Supreme Court opinion indicated the court would overturn the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade, far-left protesters targeted the homes of conservative justices Neil Gorsuch, Amy Coney Barrett, Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, Samuel Alito, and Chief Justice John Roberts. Even more recently, law enforcement officials arrested a California man who traveled across the country for the attempted murder of Brett Kavanaugh. Youngkin's other budget proposals include amendments to promote academic freedom and diversity of thought across university campuses, suspend the state's gas tax, and restrict public funding of abortion. My amendments primarily focus on expanding opportunities for education, keeping our communities safe, and making Virginia the best state for business, Youngkin told the state legislature. I believe that my amendments are necessary in order to continue the work that can unite Virginians, Republican and Democrat alike.